We bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this special day. We thank you for the love of this church and every one of us throughout these years. And today, as we celebrate together as a family, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us and you feel your presence in our midst so we can enjoy this day together, for I ask in Christ's name.
亲爱的父，我们很感谢你，你们这个机会，大家在一家人一样。 在你当中来崇拜你，求你的圣灵在我们当中带领我们，好像我们在看到你的爱，看到你怎么照顾我们，做这么一会，我把这个聚会时间完全交给你，求你带领，奉主的圣名 ，Amen。
感恩的，但是也有很多的资料跟你们分享，但是这分开主要的是三方面，我肯定为你们一起大家来看。第一就是我们在这个世界，我们在这里，我们这个生命。 我们在这里，我们这个生命，我们所在这里的旨意是什么？我们的生命的目的是什么？还有，我最初就是跟你们谈，我们每一个人在这里都是基督徒，我们要知道我们为什么要做基督徒，我们所想、我所信的神是什么不同呢？跟其他宗教有什么不同呢？所以我希望就很简单的跟你们就详一想我们所信的。所以第一个题目我就讲到是我们。 跟主的关系是什么呀？为什么我们今天会在这里？So I'm going to divide this into three main topics. The first one is I want to tell you a little bit about and share with you a little relationship between Christ, you or the Christian. Do you know that in the Bible, Christians are the called out one from God. And the church, what is the definition of church? Church is not just a building. Whenever there are Christians together, there will be the church. And then we will find out also why the Bible is so important for all of us. So I try to relate all this together. That's the main item. 第一件事我跟你欣赏的就是，我们做了基督徒以后，一定要读圣经。当你不读圣经，你就不会成长。OK，你做了基督徒怎么读教？ 你就没有这个力量做基督徒，所以我第二个题目就会谈到我们圣经是为什么重要。为什么我觉得基督徒每天常常要读圣经？还有，我也跟你们分享一下圣经的构筑很不同的。只要你知道圣经怎么的构筑，你就明白神怎么要我们讲话。因为神用圣经跟我每一个人讲话，用圣灵带领我们。The second thing I want to share with is about the Bible. Why the Bible is so important in our life. The Bible is the word of God. All the instructions are there. But the thing some of you may not know is the Bible has some kind of structure you want to know. Okay, the Bible consists of different forms of style of expression. And I'll share with you a little bit. Now, if you know the style and expression, you know how God to express and talk to us in those fashion, and you'll be able to understand a little better. So look at the Bible, not just as one kind of writing, but there are a variety of writing which fits into our life. 第三件事，我就正因为这是今天是25年周年，所以我最后也跟大家思想一个很重要的问题，这是我们的人生观。我们每一个人必要一个人生观。我在思想上，这个人生观是什么呢？你对世界怎么样？对付家人、朋友什么时候？ 你怎么样做，就是对你的人生观有关系。所以我也和大家说一点关系，我们有一个好的人生观做基督徒。 So the third thing I'm going to share with you, especially this 25th anniversary, is concerning our world view. Every one of us have a world view, no matter you're young or old. World view represents our attitude towards this world. How you deal with different situations. How do you deal with your angry spouse, how to deal with your naughty children, how you deal with all the political things in the world, how you deal with those depends on our attitude. And our attitude can be summed up in the words that our worldview. So these are the three areas I hope I can share with you this morning. Now,第一，我想跟你分享我们为什么要做基督徒嘛。所以我在这简单的跟你来分析一下，我们做基督徒是来源是什么样。那第一呢，我们知道世界上所有的国家、所有的社会，倘若他们没有道德，这个世界乱了、大乱了，是吗？所以每一个国家、每一个社会都有一点的度的来行。第二 ，meaningful life requires certain degree of freedom。我们每一个人都希望有自由嘛，是吗？当你没有自由，是不是不可以快乐了？是不是？好像在监狱里面一样，没有自由。没有自由有没有意思呢？生活有没有意思呢？ So freedom is very important in our life, for every one of us, including the children. They want to do what they want. If you restrict them too much, they don't feel happy. Okay? Now, number three, misuse of freedom can lead to all kinds of human suffering. 你有自由，你乱用你的自由就不好了。你乱用你的自由，你就伤害别人，是不是？当你自私用自己的意由做的事，你伤害很多人。这个世界上什么打仗、什么灾难，都是为什么？都是做主的人，他们就是自私啊，所以他们乱用他们的自由。This is 我们的人，这个人的做事的方法。第四 ，Number four。God created Adam and Eve for the purpose of building a kingdom of everlasting relationship. 你们有没有问过，神为什么做亚当，为什么做 Eve 啦？他们不需要吗？他们自己什么要多人类在哪里了？但是神因为爱我们，好像你们父母爱儿子，你们为什么要儿子啊？所以孩子啊，男女好也好，你怎么要生孩子啊？因为你跟他可以有爱，有接触。有好好的关系，我看神做人就是他觉得他要跟人分享这个爱，所以神这样做人。最初的时候他就做亚当和夏娃。So number four in saying is why God created human being? Why God created Adam and Eve? Because God wants to share, could share His love. It's like a family.我们在well, we have family, we enjoy children. But God also want to share. Number five, freedom of choice was granted to them in order to be human. 神做亚当夏娃，不是要做他们做木头人啊，什么意思吗 ？Robot， 你做这样，你做这样，你是好像我对这个狗这样，切这样了。神不要人这样啊，是不是？神给我们有 freedom of choice， 我有自由选择。So freedom of choice is very important from the very beginning. So God gave Adam and Eve the freedom of choice. But then their misuse of freedom led to the penalty of sin and death. Why Adam and Eve sinned? Because the devil tempted them. They said, well, if you eat this fruit, you're going to be as wise as God.So you'll be made more or less just like God, right? So they ate that because they want to be great, they want to be God. So they ate the fruit. God said, you can eat every fruit on the garden, but not this fruit. This is a test of our obedience. 所以神给亚当夏娃说啊，你们所有的树都可以吃，都可以吃，这棵树里的不可以吃。但是撒旦跟他说，吃了，他会好像神那么样，所以他们就吃了，吃了以后就犯罪了。犯罪神就说什么？犯罪都要死。So death become the normal phenomenon for for human beings. So we all have to die. Number six. But God has a better plan. God has a better plan. Then he sent Christ down to die on the cross for all of us to forgive our sin so he can reclaim us. Now, when Adam and sin Eve sinned, everything fell apart. Not only human, everything in this world. God's creation also got degraded, become fell apart. But God sent his son to this world, not only to save the sinner, but to reclaim his creation. So it's an 派耶稣来这个世界为我们受洗，就是要拯救我们，挽回他永远的过渡。这是我们现在做基督徒需要做的事。神，我们是罪人，但耶稣说，在这世界上没有一个好人啊，每一个人都有罪。 The only way you can be saved and be part of the kingdom is to receive Christ as a savior. Number eight, his long-term plan required an instruction book. Now, Christ, after he died on the cross, he rose from the dead, he went back to heaven. He instructed his disciples what to do, to follow up. And out of that came the Bible. Out of his teaching, out of his apostle writing, came the Bible. The Bible is what God wants to pass on to the future Christian. If you don't have an instruction book, you know what to do in life. Just like a lot of time, I want to save money, I buy a bunch of stuff, want to build up a cabinet, or build up things. But I just do it. I don't bother to read the instruction. Well, after I fix it up, I found I put it in the wrong way. And I took it all apart. And now I said, I better follow the instruction. Okay? 所以神离开我们到天上的时候，他就给圣灵给我们，也给他的门徒可以写书，也长他的讲道，所有的记录给我们，就是圣经。圣经是很重要，这是他带领我们人生怎么做人。所以做了基督徒，不看圣经了，就没有帮助了。好像你对有事情的时候。 不知道怎么做，所以我们基督徒呢要祷告，要看圣经，神就用圣灵带领你们，能够对付你世上在世界上一切的问题。OK，so number nine, so we talk about the Bible is so important. OK, number ten, God's law is absolute, man's law is relative. 怎么说呢？ 每一个国家，他们的法律都有一点不同的，是吗？所以世界上没有绝对的律法。你在这个国家里面，你可以做这些东西；在另一个国家里就不可以做了。为什么啊？因为他们的看法不同了，是吗？当然你在 primitive， 在这个很早的人的时候，他们的这个。 没有文化的人可以随便杀人的是吗？但他们没有这个法律啊，杀人是很好啊，他放在这个巢屋里面，这个头越多头就越好的，这样这是他们的法律啊，所以在人每一个地方人有人的法律，但是他们只是相对的，不是绝对的，是吗？ 还有我们知道啊，我们还没有信主之前，我到外面去，觉得这个大自然很美丽啊。你们去过很多地方，Grand Canyon 啊，好像这些东西啊，好像美国也很多地方，哇，在哪里看到说这个世界很美丽是吧？这是我们这个叫做天眼美丽，就是神用这个事情告诉我们啊。 一定有一个做木的神在哪？一个人我做不到的，所以我们说的有一个 creator， 一个作神，但这所以神用这个自然的 revelation 告诉我们，我们人生还有高一道的心灵方面的，但是很多人以前他们拜日头，拜月亮。 拜水 为什么呢？他们不能做太阳，今天好一个礼拜没有太阳了啊，一个月没有下雨了，他们就很有问题了，所以他就拜他的这，以为他们是神。 Those are natural revelation. 他们知道神是什么，啊，神是什么。但是圣经所讲的是，就是我们的得别的启示，得别的启示。 So the Bible is a special revelation for us to tell us what this is all about. And from there, we know there is a God who created us and who directed us, and give us instruction, tell us more about what we are, why he created us, we are what we are going after we finish this journey on earth. Now, 今天我要跟你们分享一点关于我们的中国的文化一点点啊，希望我讲的可以明白，因为我们是大部分是中国人是吗？所以有一天我不但用圣经，也用一点。 包括中国的文化跟你们思想，那我们知道，很久以前，几千年前，我们中国有很多很出名的philosopher，是吧？就是哲学家，很多啊，你晓得吗？他们都是什么？老子、孟子。 孔子还有什么？他们指啊，他们所写的都是对人生有关系的事情。所以嘛，今天我跟你说一些一点这个。那我们在这个Western civilization 这里，我们也有他们的 philosopher 是吗？他说啊 ，Socrates。 Plato, Aristotle, all those are very well-known philosophers. Yeah. So 中国人有中国的，外国人也有外国人的. So today I'm going to just spend a little time spend about Chinese culture and the background. And some of you who are not Chinese, hopefully you will enjoy that a little bit too that you didn't know. Okay. So I'm going to share about first the Chinese philosopher, how they get started, because they look at life, they write writing and preach because they have certain what they call the relative ethic about how we should live, right? So they write their philosophy in a Chinese way. Okay. Ancient Chinese wisdom say, ancient Chinese wisdom. 他说哇什么养生之道，守在养德。有听过没有？ In English, that cultivating life begins with cultivating virtues. This is 他我们中国人的 saying. Okay. 啊，讲到那个子啊，老子，他说：“道生子，笃诸之，物盈之，事成之，使以万物莫不专道而为德。”有没有听过啊？ The famous philosopher in China said, virtue builds up, material shape it, the energy keep it going, and completes it. 完全的. Hence, all living things honor the word or 道, 中文道, and treasure virtue. 中文这个道这个字很有意思啊, 给英文这个 word 还有意思, 我觉得这个心经啊, 因为什么呢? 张子也讲, 古饮非道不生，生非德不明。This is very important about virtue. But so 张子说 ，Hence nothing without Tao or word cannot be born. Okay, life without virtue and cannot be illuminated or understood. We have this kind of quality of virtue. We can't really appreciate life. Okay, before we can live a good life. However, the philosopher, I don't think they know about the creator, the God. So they have their own idea about how to live a good life. But they don't know this 度从哪里来的，这个度是从哪里，他没有那个 instruction. 他会觉得，因为什么？他们知道了，他们是神做他们的吧。 经常我们所有人都是用神的形象做人，所以我们有神的 quality 在我们里，所以就是因为这样的，我们就可以明白人生一定要一点 virtue 一点 do 来帮助我们。Now we will see what the Bible say. Okay, in 1 John 1-4, in the beginning the word already exists. Now in English, we use word, 不用道, okay? That's the same thing. And the word, what? Was God. The word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. The Trinity already started at the beginning. God created everything through him. We're talking about Christ. And nothing was created except through him. The word gave life to everyone that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. 他也讲到这个 do, 这个 word, 这是代表这个三位一体的神，也代表耶稣。他们就是这个 do 的开始。我们现在有这个心经，有这些，就是因为我从哪里发展，神对我要讲的 do。 And then more important for all of us Christians, in John 14:6, he said, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. 就是因为神会我们受死，他只有他可能救我们的罪。就是我们，这就是我们基督徒信靠的这个主要的事情。 好，现在我跟你们欣赏一下的第二个 item 啊，第一个item，讲到心经为什么这么重要了啊？我们做基督徒可以不可以不有心经呢？可以，但是你的基督徒是这样的很喜乐的基督徒，然后很费心的基督徒，有些时间你可能放弃你的信仰，什么呀？因为你不知道你信的什么了。 所以做了基督徒以后，一定要读经。因为什么了？这个圣经就是一样方法跟我们讲话。神说他们离开到山上之前，他说：“我们给你，我去了，但是我给你的保卫师就是这个圣灵，他会看顾你们，啊，灵带领你们。所以你们读经的时候、祷告的时候，这个圣灵就会帮你。你问他，他会帮你。” 这个圣灵好像我们的是 bodyguard 一样，每天跟你一起的 ，OK？ 但是你不找他，他可能就不理你，好吧？就在那里看你做什么，啊！但是你要依靠他，他是随时给你帮助。So the Bible is that important because those are God's word. Those are word instruction. That is how God communicate with us through the Bible. Because we can't see him in our mind. In our imagination, but God said, because of the spiritual nature of us, He can communicate us. But only that, He gave us the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helped us to understand the Bible, what He tried to tell us. Now, it's also important you know the Bible and study the Bible yourself, because if somebody tells you, oh, 做基督徒要怎么样，你在基督徒怎么样, if you are Christians, you do this, do that. But if you don't have the Bible as a guideline, you don't know what they say is true or not, right? So a lot of people, they went into false belief because they don't even touch the Bible. They don't know what is right or is wrong. So for 基督徒一定要读圣经. Now, 读圣经，你也知道一点这个圣经的分类的扣住是什么样，因为它会帮助你，你知道这个扣住怎么样，你就容易明白圣经里面的。 OK， 所以什么扣住呢？ 哇！我现在中文没有讲这个，太初有度，度与神同在，度就是神，这度太初与神同在，万物是他，就是他住的，凡被做的，没有一样不是就是他做的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，这是神基督什么样？但这个基督也是度，这是圣经，所以它是人来带的。 它很重要的是，在《约翰福音》14:16说， 耶稣说，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，啊，如果不记住我，没有人到父那里去。这个度了，就包括所有这些了，它包括我们 direction， 我们的指南针，我们的 GPS， truth， absolute truth， not relative truth， OK。那关于我们生命，生命不是在世界上的生命，而是原理宣传，永生也有关系。And then 在another scripture， I think is important， is that 啊，在提摩太是说 ，trust in Jesus Christ， all scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true。And to make us realize what is wrong in our life. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do the right thing. Okay? God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Not only that, but prepare ourselves for everlasting heaven, kingdom. Timothy 36. 圣经都是神所默示的。与教训。度假使人归敬，教导人随意，都是有益的。Okay? 叫属神的人已得以完全准备成各样的善事。That is how important. This is how important. This is a book that really gives us all we need. But you have to read it. You have to read it often. Now, it doesn't specifically say, "Oh, you do this or do that."But the idea back there will give you the answer for you think you do in life. 所以你读圣经的时候，神会就带领你在什么情形之下应该怎么来断定呢？啊，你有问题的时候，受苦的时候，就可以从这个圣经里面得到安慰。Now the next thing that I'm going to share with you is the structure of the Bible a little bit. Okay, the structure. As I said, if you know the Bible, when you go and study a book, the best thing when you go to school.When you pick up a book, don't just read from the first part to the last page. That's not a good way to study a book. Okay? The first thing you should learn to study a book, look at the list of chapter, what it says. If you know what to expect in a book, you know what they talk about, even though you don't know the detail, you know how it's lined up, the ideas lined up. 我们读圣经也要这样啊。我们读一圣经，你要知道这个书所讲的是什么，你要这是哦，这个是啊，在什么的背景讲，这个是什么背景，你晓得以后，你就比较容易啊明白这个圣经。所以 ，when we talk at the Bible, usually talk as different type of forms of writing in English called genre. There are historical account, there are laws and instruction for holy living, there are life story.Parable, wisdom literature, like the proverb, poetry, and psalm, and then epistle. Epistle is writing between God leaders, you know, in the New Testament time. Then, 最后 is prophecy. That's one of the most difficult things to understand, right? The prophecy. But even then, God gives you some idea how to deal with life through prophecy. So, 圣经有分类的。你晓得分类，你读圣经就更容易明白他的所讲的。有历史讲的很多，旧约这边的历史，法律啊，神家带领他啊，以色列人出埃及出来以后，他们要交叉怎么讲，你要到那个地方，你不晓得的，很陌生的，他们的人随便做事的，你一定要记得怎么样来取自你的生命。Life story, oh, plenty of life story. 啊，很多的故事在圣经，很有意思。没有读圣经，你读圣经就觉得很有意思。还有 parable, 比喻不是真的事情，但是是我什么？比喻就是所讲比喻的人，有意告诉我们一些他要想的事，所以用一个故事的方式来跟我们讲。这就是 parable 了。Wisdom literature, 智慧的，我们知道了。Poetry and Psalms. 我们今天会跟着喜安讲诗歌，诗歌很重要的。诗歌，你们这个诗班唱歌，先有诗歌，先有这个诗，才有歌，是不是啊？有歌没有诗，没有什么用处啊。一定有一个诗在里面，所以很多人的诗 换了，加了音乐，就变成诗歌，这对是很重要了。Epistle 我讲到了，这是书信，是圣经讲的书信，还有 prophecy， 这是关于以后这个世界怎么样，神给我们啊。OK， 那现在我要跟你分享一下关于这个诗歌 poetry 为什么 poetry 这么重要啊？我在 share 我。在我没有跟 结婚的时候，我们 cut 的时候，我写了他一首诗 ，OK， 他也回了我一首诗 ，OK， 我首诗还在啊，没有跟你们写，以后跟你们写。他写一些诗，这就是 ，you know， 想将我的心告诉他，平时写信没有什么，写一首诗很有意思，是吗？所以我就写了一首诗。所以我觉得呢，写诗这么重要呢，诗呢，你可以将你的心放在哪里啊？夸奖一点的，不管是夸奖一点，我爱你，爱到怎么样呢？这个诗可以讲，是吗？所以这个是这个人，讲到这个人，这个很重要了，讲到你的心情方面很重要。所以 poetry is very important to express yourself。So I'm going to share a little bit about poetry to understand how human being behave, and we can feel it in poetry, not only in Bible history, but also in the world we live in. I'll share a little bit. I hope you enjoy it. Okay. Now, 中国有很多诗人，很多两个很重要的李白跟不同李白跟杜甫三种很出名的诗人是吗？他们同时的，大概在 8th century， 他们同时一起在 contemporary， 他们那个时候他们写诗。但听说李白，他很喜欢去喝酒，他好像是他写的一首诗，他说以酒消愁，愁更愁，有没有听过啊？这是一个 good， 他在 expect， 他是 drinker， 一 drink， 一些 drinking poet， but he said the more drink I get， the more alcohol I drink， the more I have trouble。 So I think they tell us too in a way， well， if you use alcohol to kind of numb your feeling， if you use alcohol to numb yourself about the trouble you have， the more you drink， the worse you get， then you become an alcoholic， right？ So that's one way they said how soon， okay。But then in about the 12th century, there's another person. He is a very well-known general in the army. But he also knows how to fight like David, won a lot of battle. Okay? Anybody idea who this is? In the 12th century AD. And he's also a good poet because his poem became very famous in China. 知道吗？玉飞 ，OK， 这是唐朝的时候。那以前的那个诗人，这是宋朝。I'm sorry， 宋朝以前两一个呢，这是唐朝，唐宋。所以唐朝这是 8th century 的时候，这个是宋朝。宋朝很出名的，他打仗很出名的。但是他写了一首诗，你们晓不晓得？《满江红》啊，《满江红》，你们有没有听到的？有没有看到啊？我们一起读好吗 ？Jerry 跟我读，这首诗很有意思，这首诗很有意思。啊，你唱，他们读，好吧？This is a very famous song written by Chinese general about the 12th century AD. He won a lot of battle. It was during the Song Dynasty. But then, rather than say, we'll just spend the time, we'll just read it. And then he won a lot of battle. But there was some bad people in the government that tried to harm him. So end up, he was killed in a prison and poisoned, even though he tried to be very good to his country.You see that here, 尽忠报国是吗？ He is really patriotic. He asked his mother to put this in his bag, in the bag of him, that he did all this for his country, to save his country from the Mongolian. Okay, but he was very angry with the Mongolian. So let me read and what he says. Okay, let's see what he said. Read together. Lu fa chung guan. 好像这个人一样在哪里？路法冲关 ，OK， 彭兰处，我们一起读彭兰处 ，Jerry， you come and help me do， 啊 ，come on Jerry， come here，OK，、okay, 是雨笑台湾年仰天长啸，江淮激烈，30公里沉于土，8000里路浑我月，磨得寒，白了三年头。 空地前，金昌池有没雪？神奇恨还没灭。炸墙前，炸墙前，包括贺兰山泉，张继姬餐胡虏玉，给笑谈客人轰老雪。得从头受是旧山河小天阙啊，很有意思嘛？这是 expect 他是很 angry， 他是很。 啊，所以就放在诗里面，啊，诗里面，他们的敌人就是这个蒙古人啊，他们打这个宋朝，后来是，以后就元朝，元朝就是，金日成 他们 took over 了，是吗？啊，那 just for those of you who doesn't know Chinese, this is the brief translation, okay? My rail whistled through my helmet. The rain stopped as I stand by the rain. I looked towards the sky and let loose a passionate roar, a passionate roar. Let us ride our chariots through the Helen Pass. There we shall feast on the barbarian flesh and drink the blood of the Song Lu. Let us begin anew to recover our old empire before we pay the tribute to the emperor. This is 讲到诗, the power of 诗. Now, 我讲一讲一个 information 啊，好像你们也知道，不是？后来他死了，在这个 prison， 在这个甘肃死了。当时他的当地的人啊，很不开心，他们也不可以做什么，但是他们做了一些东西来纪念他。你们是什么呢？结果后来呢，他发觉他是被害了，所以现在我们从中国来的人，你们知道有一个在汉朝。 是不是有一个玉飞 temple？ 是不是啊？你们知不知道？杭州有一个玉飞 temple， 他们把这个 couple 叫做群会，这个 couple， 他叫害他的人，他们放在哪里？所以他们今天就跪在他那里，这个 temple 里面来 honor him， 还有一些事情很 honor 的事，你们都喜欢吃这个吗？ 啊，很好吃，跟吃饭一起吃是吗？啊，其实大家有一个故事的嘛，知不知道？那里的人因为他恨这个叫这些人伤害的人，这个 couple， 这个夫妇害他的，害玉飞的，他们就做了两条腿，两条这个头，七仔，一个代表他的丈夫，一个代表他，这七仔一样放在油里面炸，放在油里炸那人的。 拿出来吃，啊，这就是他们，因为honor玉飞，就用这个方法来表现他们。所以，我们现在金沙拉城传统到我们这里呢，我们到中国餐馆吃饭的时候，我们喜欢吃这个油条嘛，是吗？油条啊，但是在广东话叫什么？啊，不是啊，油炸鬼啊，油炸鬼啊，在中文是。 So this is a little story for those who don't know Chinese, because there are people who are so mad about how Yu Fei was treated. They later honor him by setting up something in the temple to honor him. But also the people at that time, they were so angry. Symbolically, they built some Chinese bun, put the two together, represent the couple who killed him, and they put them in the oil, fry them, and then they eat them. See. This is a symbol. This is a symbol of how they voice against it. Okay. Now, 还有我们现在很快的讲一些另外一种诗。Now about a Western poet, you know Shakespeare. Shakespeare 很出名嘛，但是 Shakespeare 呢，他也对现在的事情很明白的。他用我们的这个天赐来代表我们的人的观词。他说天冷啊，特别这个地方啊，零度以下，哇，很冷，这个风很冷啊，这个雪很多啊，雪很多，风很冷。但是他当然代表。 我们人质的关系，我们很多时候我们跟人做了很多事，他们不没有完完备，也不跟你好像有一些觉得是卸下你的东西，在人生很多人是这样的，他们接受之后，他不会违背的，所以他们讲到 ，in English he said that when we live together in humanly。 Well, a lot of people we thought are friends. We did a lot of things for them, but they never show appreciation. Sometimes they even give you a hard time. So this is very discouraging. And so William Shakespeare, he felt that. So he described that cold weather is so hard for us to take, but it's not as bad as the ingratitude that we receive from people in life. It hurt us so hard, especially the one that we put our energy, or even the one we love. People said the one we love. They didn't show any love back. So we're talking about human ingratitude. We're talking about a friend who just forget about you, didn't even bother to contact with you. This is talking about life. So Shakespeare used a poem, and I'm going to spare time. I want to say something more important, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time with it. But you can read it yourself. And he said, so he's saying that 人的关系, 对我们的心情是很重要的，所以我们在诗里面讲到人，有些人他们就是接受 all the time， 但永远没有跟你去，就是世界上很多这样的人啊，这样的人啊，是很 very discouraging 啊。最后啊，关于的诗有一个还有跟你分享，我太太很喜欢种花，在我门前就是水仙花啊 ，OK， 水仙花，上个月有浇的。 后来一个礼拜以后就变得这样 ，OK， 啊，水仙花出来很久，没有很久就走了，啊，so you know, my wife loves plant flowers, so this is daffodil, we call daffodil. 但是他们 daffodil 的 lifespan 很短， very short. So within a week or so after I took the picture, the daffodil just faded away. OK， 圣经也，Bible也跟我们讲。 这花，这个 flower 很快就没有了，花必凋谢，是吗？啊，是很，就是这样，就是人生。所以有一个poet， 在英国有一个 poet， 他就提到 ，Oh fair daffodil, we weep to see you hasten away so soon, and yet the early rising sun has not attained its noon. Stay, stay until the hasting day has run, but to the even song and having prayed together。 We will go with you along. We have short time to say in this world, just like the flower, as you. We have as short a spring, as quick a growth to meet decay. And as you, or anything, we die as your hours do and dried away, like the summer rain or the pearls of the morning dew, never to be found again. 讲到人生的短暂，我们要。 好好用人生，因为很快就有，人生虽然这么多年都很快就没有了，所以这个诗人他来表达他心意。这个特别的诗人，他写了的是关于人生，关于this life. Now going back to the Bible, everybody know this. I'm not going to spend time on it, but this is very reassuring a psalm for everybody, right? Psalm 23. They talk about the spiritual need, the bodily need, about protection from us, and then God provision for us for eternal kingdom. You read it, try to revise a reversion. I mean, try to read it again when you have time. You know what? This is God promised to us as Christian. How well He going to treat us? So, 你们都晓得诗篇23是神给我们很宝贵的话的应许，他怎么样能够。 给我们所有的需要。Now the last part, I'm talking about worldview 人生观是吧？我们每一个人除了长大了，一而一定有一个人生观，怎么样对付我们附近的人，对近世界的事情。We have to have some idea how to deal with the world and people around us. We have to have some kind of attitude, an idea how to react to things. 这就是讲到我们是人生观，我们每一个人都要的。但是你做的基础呢，神性用信心教我们，我们的人生观怎么要好的人生观，对你的生活就很有帮助。关于我们的 the law of suffering in this world， 我们这个世界的灾难是我也讲到了，我们是乱用自由就是有这个问题了。所以我们 a lot of suffering in this world because you know we just work against one another for our own benefit. So the more we did evil to each other, the worse it get. Okay， 但是我们做基督徒了，怎么对付这些呢？我们有好的人生观，我们是应该怎么对付我们世界上，我们怎么样来做人？所以最后我跟你分享一个这个故事，一个故事关于越南战的时候 ，OK， 越南的时候，就是讲到我们人很多 potential， 很多可以做。神对我们每一个人都很重要，他爱我们每一个人，所以看看我们对他的态度是怎么样。在1972年6月8号 ，OK， 有一个飞机炸这个南越南的地方 ，OK， 有一封照片，全世界都看过了，看看你们有没有。觉得有没有看过这个照片？记得吗？有没有人看过吗？这个女孩子，她是当时大概9岁。She said, "I was 9 years old, but I still remember my thoughts at that moment. I would be angry with the people who treated me that way." Okay, so.飞机炸了以后，他身的这个衣服有火了，他就衣服拿走，但是他很多的身体已经是给这个火烧伤了。OK， 后来有一个兵就救了他，放到医院里面。OK， this girl 9 years old running out of the temple because of the bombing that goes on at that time. She was burned, her clothes were all caught on fire, and she had very very large amount of burn in her body. So.And one of the soldiers poured cold water on her, saved her, and brought her to the hospital. And she, this is her testimony. She said, after a soldier gave me some drink and poured water over my body, I lost my conscience, become, you know, unconscious. 她就昏了。几天以后呢，她发现她自己在医院里面。她说。Several days later, I realized I was in the hospital where I spent 14 months in the hospital getting treatment. What treatment? 17 operations. 你们知道，做医生的知道，烧了以后啊，这皮肤没有用的，要慢慢的要再讲，要好的皮肤割来放在哪里，所以就有好的。17 operations， 17次才把所有已经烧到烧的地方可以医好。完了以后有很多这个烂啊，这个 scar 在那里。所以说 it was very difficult time when I went home from the hospital. Our house was destroyed. We lost everything, and we just survived by the day. I suffered from pain, itching, headaches all the time.Okay. So that is how she running away from the fire. Okay. And this became a very famous picture in 1972. This is the how. Okay. Body was burned. Large. But there's some very important testimony she wants to tell us. She said, the anger inside me was like a hatred as high as a mountain. I hated my life. I hated all people who were normal because I was not normal. I really wanted to die many times. I spent my daytime in the library to read a lot of religious books, to find purpose for my life. One of the books I read was the Holy Bible. In Christmas 1982, I accepted Christ as my personal savior. It was an amazing turning point in my life. God helped me to learn to forgive, the most difficult of all lessons. It wasn't happen in a day. It wasn't easy, but I finally got it. Forgiveness makes me free from hatred, and I still have many scars on my body and severe pain most of the day. But my heart was cleansed. And this is how powerful her story. 后来他好了以后，他本来听说他要读医的，但是那个时候那个political这个地方他没有机会，所以他就后来没有机会。他后来到了加拿大，移民到加拿大，在 library 在这个图书馆看了很多书，后来看了圣经以后，他觉得这个圣经。 信灵带到，他就信了耶稣，在1982年就信了耶稣。信了以后就，他不但会神来，下面害他的人，他又成了一个机构，是帮助见证的孤儿，见证受苦的孤儿。So she was so excited, they want to return what God gave her. She set up a foundation that help children often as a result of all the wars that's going on in this world. So this is the final story I want to tell you to encourage you about 人生，我们的人生观应该是怎么样呢？后来他结婚有孩子，在加拿大，这是一个很好的见证。 So in summary, 结束跟你们再提一提，我们做基督徒，为什么要做基督徒？我们神的关系是怎么样？我们的圣经怎么来源是什么？神的度是什么来源呢？就是圣经告诉我们，所有的写在圣经里面。So the Bible is very important. It gives us where we came from, about the source of this Word of God, which represents the Trinity, the God we believe in, Christ, and also represent all we Christian hold in our faith. And we have all the same common faith. We should believe the same thing. And why we have to read the Bible and pray frequently? Because this is the way we want to God to reach out to us, and talk to us, how to go through life, give us a good worldview, help us to how to deal with difficulty in our life. 所以这个圣经很重要，你不读圣经就没有神的力量在你们身上，没有圣灵帮助你，也没有可以帮助你对人际的关系，对孩子的关系，对你的前途怎么样。So to read the Bible will give us Christian maturity. And if you don't read the Bible, you cannot mature in Christ. 孩子没有来，没有吃东西，你就会 You know, 不会长大。 So the Bible and our relationship with Christ, with one another in the church as a group of people, is very important for us to develop Christian maturity. And also, on this 25th anniversary, I want to say saying that we are not just a church. We are a group of people with different ideas, with different gifts. We have been here now 25 years. What are we going to do in the next 10 years? We don't just here come and listen to a sermon and do things. We have to put our hearts in it and do things ourselves somehow to help each other and help the community. And that is what we are here for. So I hope as we look forward past the 25 years, we have a good worldview. We know how to relate to each other, forgive one another, help one another. Not only that, reach out this salvation to those people around us, to the community, and that's why I try to share with you today. So, 今年是我们25年的纪念。我们在这里25年了，我现在做了什么呢？做了很多，但是还不够。我们每一个人都要有一个好的人生观 大家在教会团体能够帮助大家，不要毕竟这样能够长进，还有帮助我们在附近的人、家人、朋友，特别是没有信主的人，我们都要为他们来祷告。谢谢神给我的机会跟你们分享，谢谢。